Hello, and welcome to An Alternative Approach, a podcast for misfits, outcasts, and those that march to the beat of their own drum. I'm your host, Julia Christine. Today, I wanted to talk to you about ways that we can get out of task paralysis. Now, if you're anything like me, or really anybody that gets overwhelmed, you'll know exactly what this is. And even if you don't recognize it from its name, maybe if I describe just a little bit of it, you're going to be like, oh, yep, yeah, that's me. You ever have so many tasks, you have so many things to do that you just kind of like, I'm just going to lay here on the floor and this is my life now. Well, my friends, this is task paralysis. When you're not sure which one to start, and so something that happens with ADHD and really a lot of neurodivergence is everything feels important. So the ability to determine which one needs to be done first and then execute, this is what we would call executive dysfunction. Joy, delight, right? So good. Not really. Because what ends up happening is then we end up in this loop of, oh my God, I suck. And I'm never doing anything right. And all of this negative self-talk, even not consciously, it might even be subconscious, starts to eat away at our confidence in ourselves. And so what ends up happening is that we have this really negative view of ourselves because we've been eating away, and eating away at our confidence. So one of the ways that we can start being a little more gentle with ourselves, start to build that confidence again, is by getting out of task paralysis. So here are three tips to help you out of this, okay? These are the ones that I have found to be the most effective for me. And I say that also because I have lots of people that love me and that want to see me do well that tell me, oh, just do this. And I'm like, if that worked, I wouldn't be here. Tip number one for getting out of task paralysis, get a drink of water. It sounds so silly, but just doing one thing, even if it's completely unrelated, kind of gets the ball moving. Number two, do something completely unrelated that may or may not still be on your task list. All right, a lot of this looks like productive procrastination. So like, oh, I have this really big work something to do. Might as well vacuum. And you're like, how are those two things related at all? But you are moving and you do come back around into it. The other thing that I can do, especially if I'm avoiding something, which has led to the task paralysis, and here's, right? So my first one is get a drink of water. My second one is do something unrelated, but do something rather than like just sitting there scrolling. And the third is to do the smallest version of the task. So for example, oh, I have to make this podcast. You know, just like I said, hypothetically, I have to make this podcast. So instead of me thinking about all of the minor steps in between here and a finished podcast uploaded, instead, I'm like, okay, I'm going to get my microphone out. And that's going to be the win, right? The win is me getting the microphone out. If I make the podcast, great. And typically, as soon as I get the microphone out, it's like, oh, well, I'm here. I might as well. But I have to start with that itty bitty little step. And if there are some days where I don't even have that much per se, and me getting the microphone out is the win. And it'll be like, okay, I'm going to do this tomorrow. But today I did what I said I was going to do. And that is where our confidence starts to be rebuilt. Is us being confident that when we say that we're going to do something, we do it, even if it's really small. A reflection question for you is, what is something that you've been avoiding, and what's the smallest version of the task that you can take today towards that task. I hope this helped you. If it did, be sure to like and leave a review. That way other people like you can also be helped, which I have to find a better way of saying that. That's so awkward. Be sure to share it with somebody if you think of somebody that could really use to hear this. And thanks for listening. I'll catch you next time.